This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to our March IHOS membership call. We are using our RingCentral app, and so this does not allow me to actually mute everybody like the old method. So I'm going to ask those of you that are listening in, if you could please mute your phone so we don't get a lot of background noise, like if you're in a car or something like that. If you could go ahead and just mute your own cell phones or whatever you're on, that way we won't hear the background. And we are looking forward to a great call tonight. So I just want to double check. We've got Betty. Are you? You're with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. And then I've got Joanne and Sandra.
We're
and
here.
Then Nick. Good, good.
Yeah, here.
Nick. And then Barb, are you on? I thought I heard your voice. You sound really far away.
That's what I hear. I've been turning it up. I have new earphones from iPods or something. Anyway, I'm turning it up more, but I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah.
I can barely hear.
Yeah, we can barely hear you. You sound like you're like a million miles away.
Okay.
So, that's better. But you just, whatever you just did, that
good.
Was, that's much, much better. Okay.
Oh, good, good.
So, yeah, so good, good. All right, so we are March already, which I can't believe, in the year. And so before we get started with our guests who are going to be sharing and I'm going to want the call, I did want to make some announcements. So first, in case you didn't see Sonia Radovinovich, she went on live on Facebook the other day, and the IHOS Europe conference has been postponed due to the coronavirus outbreak. And so, you know, I first just want to send good thoughts and prayers to everybody who is impacted by the coronavirus. You know, of course, those of us here in the U.S., there's certain states that have more cases than others. And what is this with West Virginia? There's not even one case reported. I don't know if you guys knew that. That's the only state in the United States that has zero as of this morning. So I thought that was, maybe they're all running to the mountains and they're not talking to each other. So, but I know that it's
still
really
getting, it's the stills in West Virginia.
Right, right. Yeah, the stills.
Yeah.
They're killing off the bacteria with all their moonshine.
Yes. Yes.
So and we know that, yeah, and they're, you know, they're saying that in the U.S., you know, the worst of it hasn't happened yet, and nobody really knows how it's going to go. And, of course, there's people predicting 100 million people dying. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so the main thing is to just be safe, follow the guidance of your governmental agencies and use common sense. And so we did put out some information earlier today. We did email all of our members. I just want to read a couple of things to you. First of all, you know, our government is responding pretty quickly to try to help people financially and support those who may be losing income and so forth. The House passed a bill, I think it was 3 or 4 days ago, and it's now going to be going to the Senate. And it's a, you know, it's a great bill, except it really hurts small business owners. And so if you have 500 employees, or less, then you are required to pay for sick pay for people who are not working. And if they use up all of their accrued sick pay, you're still required to pay them. So they were trying to protect the worker, but they're not really thinking of the small business owner. Most of us, if you have employees as a staging company, you don't have 500. You probably don't even have 50. You probably have less than that as far as employees. And so most small businesses could not survive having to pay wages to employees who are not working because that means they're not actually bringing revenue in, whatever their role is. So a little, you know, rainbow in the cloud is that even though large employers are excluded, so those with 500 or more are excluded from this, which to me I don't understand, the Labor Department will have the option of exempting workers at any company with fewer than 50 employees if it determines that paid leave would jeopardize the viability of the business as an ongoing concern. So what that means is if you have 50 or fewer employees that you could be exempt from this mandate. And I'm sure that employers who have employees that may have to self-quarantine or take care of a family member or a child whose school has closed, and I hear a lot of the colleges are just like, see you in the fall. They're just shutting down. So those are the reasons that this is happening. And I know a lot of people can telecommute, work from home. But the email that went out, I mean, if you feel compelled to write to your senator, because they have not voted on it yet and they don't think it's going to just go flying through. There's a couple of things they want to possibly tweak on it. So I just want to share that information so you're informed. They're also doing tax credits. So the companies that do have to come out of pocket to support their employees will get tax credits. Those, of course, won't apply till next year. And if you're self-employed, you can also get tax credits. If you yourself get sick and you're unable to work, you would actually be eligible for that as well. So you just want to talk to your CPA about that. So then it comes to, as a home stager, what do we do when we can't go to people's houses? And how do we run our businesses and so forth? But we don't want to be around people. So virtual consultations and e-consultations, I know Sandra, you taught on that at the conference in Nashville, e-services. And so maybe when you have a time to share, you can add to what I'm going to share here a little bit. That would be great. I actually sent out a newsletter to clients letting them know that we'll offer e-services, so with e-consultations. And with that, it was the clients can email, text, or upload photos of the house room by room from all four corners if possible, and exterior photos of the front, back, and sides. Then we will prepare a detailed report summary and email it to the homeowner so they can start working on getting their house ready for sale. So a lot can be done virtually, and that you can even have, if somebody doesn't want to send pictures or you feel like you need to see more of the house, I mean, gosh, FaceTime, there's Zoom, there's all sorts of applications where you can actually, WhatsApp, Skype, you can actually be on the phone with somebody live and have them walk you around the house. You can have a conversation. So, of course, it's always best to be there in person to read the reactions and so forth, but we have to pivot in times like this and make adjustments. So e-previews would be the same thing. Send us photos of the interior of the rooms from all corners, and then you could prepare a proposal based on what rooms are going to be staged. And then vacant staging, we don't need anybody there. So ideally, that wouldn't necessarily have to stop unless you're on a lockdown and you can't get out and drive in a vehicle, or the government says you can't be out. And so certain states have actually mandated people who are 65 and older, like California just passed that yesterday, I believe, that you can't be out. So they're housebound, if you will, in quarantine for safety. But there's ways you can actually do things with your business that doesn't require you having to be there in person. So another stager, her name is Lisa Glasso, Francesi or something from Facebook group, Home Staging Professionals. She actually sent out this to her clients, and we put the wording in here for you. Hello, whoever the client is. Our home staging company, your company name, is implementing the recommendations for staging and destaging practices during this healthcare pandemic in order to assure our staff is able to work in the safest conditions possible. For unoccupied or vacant staging and destaging, we request that no other people in the home be there 24 hours prior to our furniture, decor, install, and removal. This safeguards surfaces as the virus lives on fabrics 6 to 8 hours, common surfaces 10 to 12 hours, and cardboard up to 20 hours. It can also be airborne for up to, I think they said, 3 to 6 hours, even though it's not an airborne virus. We also ask to be notified if anyone has been in the home in the previous 24 hours with any signs of illness. We will be wearing gloves while we destage as well. So she sent that to her clients, and that wording is in the email for you. And then Patricia Marie Kelly also gave some tips. If you have people that are quarantined, use them to do administrative duties in order to free others and your staff to double up duty in the field. They could be marketing duties, making phone calls, whatever, while they're stuck at home. On the on-site service side of your business, if it's slowing down, think of ways to help clients remotely until trust is restored for in-person consultations. If you have inventory and you're running low and you're doing vacant staging, stretch your inventory. So, for example, instead of using 6 dining room chairs, use 4. So you can use those other 2 someplace else. And if clients are a little uneasy about keeping their commitments, she recommends offering them a preferred, she says discount. I say promotional incentive. That's my spin on the word discount because I don't like giving discounts. Promotional incentive for prepayment plus VIP rescheduling anytime in the next 60 days. So don't let potential clients slip through the cracks, lessen their fears, secure their business, and rest easy knowing that you have clients paid and waiting for you to service once homeowner fears of face-to-face contact dissipates. So one of the slogans is, let us remove the fear of staging or designing your home with a VIP prepaid reservation. So just some ideas and tips to kind of keep in mind that I hope are helpful. It is definitely an uncertain time. I don't think I mean, I've never experienced anything to this magnitude. I'm sure, I know this is not the only time they've had this kind of a pandemic, but it's been a really long time. some of us probably weren't even born the last time it happened. So we all need to support each other as well. And we are going to take a look at the calendar for the IHOSP Europe conference reschedule. They're looking at October. No dates have been picked. Of course, our conference is at the end of September, the 25th, 26th, 27th, and then our advanced stager training is the 28th and 29th. It is moving forward as planned at this point. We have no reason to postpone or cancel anything, but of course we don't know what's going to happen with the outbreak. And we're hoping that it follows the same path as other flu viruses and sort of dissipates when the weather gets warm. But again, that remains to be seen. So we'll definitely keep you all updated. We have moved to virtual classes, so you can do a lot of things online, and we've already had that set up with our webinars. So you can get added education. We just released the Investor Staging Consultant designation. You can now earn that if you were not at the conference in Nashville. And so you can receive those credentials. Also, Luxury Home Staging, the Buyer Trend Specialist, those are always available. And for people taking other classes, there are live webinars, recorded webinars, and there's even virtual classrooms, which is a little bit more interactive than a webinar. So we wasted no time figuring that out for our members and education that we've committed to. And so the Fast Lead workshops will go virtual at this point. So we will have the speakers, probably the ones that I was pegged for Denver, some of those that we'll be sharing, and we'll do a live virtual classroom on that, but we'll also be recorded so then people can then listen in and get the information when it fits their schedule. So if you have any questions on any of this information that I shared, just let me know. Otherwise, I think that's pretty much everything that I have on my end. Just want to make sure if you've been keeping up on the speakers, I do want to share that we have confirmed Sandra Reyes and Joanne Lennart-Weary, who are on the call. They will be doing a joint session on trends. And I'll let you guys share your topic when you come on because it's really cute. Renee Helton will be doing a discovery, DISC, discovery, and the DISC is in big letters because it's the DISC profile. Some of you may have done that for personality assessment and so forth. And so we will be doing that a session utilizing that framework and then discussing how to adapt for your clients and also who to hire in your businesses that are a good match to kind of fit the puzzle piece, your strengths you have, and then they have strengths that you don't have that they sort of complete the overall package. So we're excited about that. And, of course, our keynote speakers, our marketing keynote is Johnny Fowler, and I know some of you have seen him live. He's going to be amazing. I know so much about social media and marketing. Ravi Hooti Singh, and he was on my talk show last week, and so he's very interesting. He calls himself a cultural catalyst, which I love that phrase. And he also uses the word pivot a lot. So he has a minute to pivot every morning. He does a session on Instagram. So he will be our keynote for our designation we'll be giving out, which is the IHOS CDE Cultural Diversity Expert. So he'll be speaking during that designation session along with, so far we have Kevin Tain, VP Nayar, and I think that's all I've lined up so far. And I asked another person who's unable to come. We want to see if you have suggestions for anybody else culturally that we could speak, or if there's something you have a passion about that you want to share, just please let me know. And then Chris Weidener is our business keynote. So he's an author of 20 books. He's written his 21st, which is going to be released shortly. And he'll be talking about the art of influence and leadership. So very excited. And both he and Johnny Fowler will be coming to the Advanced Stager Training Session on Monday and sharing with the attendees there some additional information. All right, now I'm done. All right, Betty, take it away. Betty, is everybody there?
I'm just talking away, and I've got myself on mute. Can you hear
me? Okay, good. I thought for a second, I'm like, oh, my gosh, did I lose the whole call? Okay, good. Okay, you're up. You're
sorry
up, sister. It's okay.
Okay, Barb, are you there?
Of course, right here.
Okay, we're going to listen to you. Thank you.
Well, it's a joy. Thank you. You know, I know we're all thinking about each other with what's going on, and it's really important. I really know, and I know you and know in your hearts too that education on this is much better than fear. And when we're educated about it, it really can squelch some of these rumors and some of the things that are being said, even in the newspaper or on TV, that may not really totally be correct. So I would encourage each of you to every day, whether it's for 1 minute or 3 minutes, to go to your favorite place, whether it's on your phone, online, it's, you know, TV, radio, or whatever, and just get the little update. Once I have that, I just let it all go as far as, you know, being concerned, because none of us really want to worry about this. So it's really easy for many people in the U.S. and around the world to worry, worry, worry. And they don't realize that the minute they say that word, that's going to really stress them out already. So really keeping up on it and educating yourself is just really important. And none of us want to stick our heads in the sand. And one thing that I wanted to share, because I have a couple of quick things, is that it's important to know, I think, about what was happening with the Fed yesterday. This affects us all. And so I'm taking a moment, want to share with you what changing the Fed funds really, really means and how that can really help us all. So by doing that, you know, some say that it went to zero and some say that, you know, 0.025, and that's really what it is. However, there are ramifications and not bad things necessarily, but good things. And so as I share this with you, the rates to zero to 0.25 means it does not mean that mortgage rates are now 0 to 0.25. And I'm getting this straight from the Fed. The Fed funds rate is the short-term interest rate at which banks borrow from each other. And the banks borrow on short-term rates and then turn around with those funds and lend the money to consumers to buy cars, houses, longer-term loans. Thus, changing the Fed rate helps banks make money via a spread between the short-term and the longer-term interest rates. It really gives banks more liquidity, and it gives them more incentive to continuing to issue loans. The Fed also said it would be buying mortgage-backed securities, and I was hoping they were going to do this, and treasuries, which should hypothetically really lower mortgage rates. Like now, this is considered quantitative easing, and it adds even more liquidity into the system. And lastly, the reserve ratio, which is typically, this I thought was really interesting, 10% of deposits in the banks. Lastly, the reserve ratio, which is typically in any bank, 10% of the deposits there. The move provides more liquidity and an incentive for banks to take all the deposits and lend money to consumers and businesses, because they took it from 10% of deposits of what's in the bank to zero. So this becomes liquid, all of it. This is the largest one-day move by the Federal Reserve ever in the history of our country. This is an emergency move, as the worst they feel is yet for us to see. And a possible national lockdown could be put in place. And by doing this, they're really hoping that this will help home sell, you know, businesses to get loans, et cetera, et cetera. So I just thought it was really worth talking about to share with you. And, you know, I wrote something recently, and I hope you will take it to heart, because I want to refresh it of these thoughts. And some of you have the book Staging the World, and a number of you wrote in it, and I really appreciate you doing that, such as Jenny and, you know, Karen and Linda, and the list goes on, and thank you. And, you know, it's very motivating and inspiring. And I would really urge you, because some people wrote me and said they got it out, and it really gave them a feeling of inspiration and really good hope, because there are a lot of stories in there of people that have really, you know, worked really hard and even struggled to fulfill their dreams. And there are other things that people older than we are or relatives have gone through. And so it should you just feel like getting it out, I think you would be happy that you did. You know, you're each of my thoughts, and I hope you'll remember that, each of you, in my prayers and in my heart. And although we're experiencing, you know, what's called difficult times right now, and I think it's, you know, something we never imagined in our lifetime, I feel in a way like we're living in the 16th century. And it's because, you know, in Hunan, I may have said it incorrectly, in that market where they bought, you know, the dead animals, and, you know, it was not clean at all. And many of those animals were infected from bats. And I've read quite a bit on this, and they're still searching more of where it came from. But these are things they ate, and it went into their bodies. And so it sounds like the 1600s to me. And, of course, all that's been closed now. It should have been done before, in my own opinion. Please remember that I believe in you. You know, you each are so talented. Each of you are so creative. And you're so strong. Each of you are. Each of you have had dramatic things happen in your life. It could have to do with your children or with your health or with money or, you know, people on the call. Some of us may, and I say us because I always want to be inclusive, is that, you know, some have lost their house or, you know, really working to heal themselves from cancer. So remember that you're so strong, and I support you totally in all that you are doing. Staying positive is crucial. It's so important. I talked to someone earlier today in another country, and they were so down and crying and so depressed, and I really get that. You would get it too, I'm sure. However, they kept talking about all the bad, all the bad, all the bad. And it's not all bad that's around us. Look at your family. Look at where you are. It's really important, and the talents that you have. And so staying positive is really crucial for, as you already know, being any other way than positive doesn't work. So keep using your great creativity, and I mean this about this illness too, as well as our staging and how we live, et cetera. It's to think creatively all the time, every day. It's so important in every area of our lives, and that includes this what they call pandemic, and it's really important that we keep our mind there. And I wrote a saying, maybe a year and a half ago, that's kind of about, well, it's about staging, but also about life, that moving from what you know into what you don't know is the way we learn. And it isn't just learning about this darn, you know, disease or virus, whatever you want to call it. It's learning about the things we're learning and how we observe ourselves, as far as what are our thoughts and how can we change those thoughts and things that we might be upset about, to really look at another way to work with those things or people. So I did write this as a staging saying, but now I really feel it's for our lives too. And with all that's happening all around us, what I'd ask you to do from this moment forward is keep seeing all the beauty that is still all around you. I love you. Take care. Bye. We'll talk soon. Betty, it's you.
And Betty might be muted.
I'm talking away. Listen. No, thank you.
Who are you talking to?
You know, one thing that makes me think of is you know, we live in this huge universe, and yet we're on a call tonight with people from all over the world, and that's pretty amazing. So
it is amazing, and I'm glad you said that, Betty. And the other day in the car, because I did go to an appointment, but I stayed away from groups, was that, you remember, all of you remember this from Disneyland? It's really a small world after all.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you, Barb. I appreciate it. Appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Okay, Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Nick. Nick is with Olex. Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself and then what your company can offer us as stagers.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I'm Nick Maldonado. I'm an account manager here with Olex. I started about 8 months ago with the company, and I recently just acquired the IHOP account. So I will be the main contact for your members. So we're a furniture wholesale company. We do all home goods. We do bath, furniture, accents, bedding, anything you need in the home we offer. We do a special offer with your members. They get 25% off all standard Olex pricing right off the bat. We do UPS, drop ship, LTL orders. We do a whole bunch of markets postponed now, but we do a whole bunch of market specials just for our buying groups. We love working with you guys, and there's a huge opportunity, huge potential. So thank you, first of all, for having me on this call. That's awesome. But, I wanted to hop on here and just tell you a little about me and introduce myself. If you have any questions about Olex or anything with orders, anything with new items that we have, our newsletter, how often we send things out, what we send out, then I'm the person to go to. Just kind of introduce myself to everybody.
Well, a couple of things. You know, one is can you give us your information? How do we get in touch with you or someone at Olex if we wanted to order something?
Yeah, so if you already have an account, then you'll get a login and you can go on our website and do everything there. You can go to customerservice@olex.com. I can send everyone my contacts who's on this email that I got, and you can give me a call and we can go from there. If you have an account and everything is done online, each territory, we do it by state. You have a specific salesperson who can help you with anything that you need, from questions on items to shipping to canceling orders to anything that you need, you can contact them. Or since I handle all the IHOP accounts, then you can also contact me, and then I can help you out as well. But I can definitely send you, everyone, that information so that you have it, and you don't have to like go looking for it all over the place.
Nick, one of the things we want to work with you on is curated collections for stagers that is easy for us just to go, I want that grouping, I want, you know, to go in, because sometimes it gets overwhelming to have so many options. And for a lot of people, they won't go to market necessarily. So they're really looking at the online catalog and the pricing. So I had mentioned that previously that we wanted to get that going. So let's make a commitment to get some packages together, because I believe our members would verify this, that if it was something where I could go in really quickly and the items were available, I could hit a button and boom, it's going to come to me. It would be a much easier ordering process. So that's what we want to be able to do for Olex.
Definitely. Yeah. We talked about making those packages. Heather Vial, who is Heather Coffer, and everyone knows her.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on getting those packages together, getting our top products and items together, trying to get something out. We have a lot of stuff going on now with High Point being postponed, and we just got the notification today that we're working from home now. So we are doing a lot to get those packages out. I know homestagers are really looking forward to those. So, yeah, we're going to be updating those hopefully weekly, and we can definitely try to get something out to you guys as soon as
we get those figured out. And I do want
to
share on this note, for the people that do buy from Market, or maybe you were going to be going to High Point, and even Dallas mm-hmm. Market is postponed. So Joseph Hecker, a lot of us know who he is, there's actually going to be like a QVC type of online shopping with a lot of the different furniture vendors. And so I'm not sure if you know Joseph or are part of that thing. So good. So if you guys are going to be on there, so as soon as we know the information on that, we'll be sending that out to all of our members, because it's a way you can actually shop virtually. And so all the people who are listening, and then make sure that, Nick, that we get the information of when Olex is, when your time slot is, because I wouldn't want to miss it. But I think that's a really great, you know, pivot to be able to handle, because we don't want the, we still need product, you know, even if it's a month or two down the road, we still need items. And so we want to make sure that we support our vendors and our businesses. So that'll be good.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, great. Anybody else have any questions that are on the call? Okay, then we'll move on then to Joanne and Sandra. Are you on the call?
We are.
Awesome.
Yay,
yes, we are.
So, Sandra, are you here in you're here in Denver, right? You're here?
I am here. I had my first grand. Well, I didn't have. I got my grandson.
Did you have
her
baby?
So. The word adaptable just kind of kept screaming when Barb was talking about that. We've been very adaptable with sleep, with our own eating. So, yeah, so it's a blessing. I'm glad I could be here and be a part of it.
What's his name?
His name is Jack David Sprinkle. And it's a cute name. They middle name was after my husband and her father. So,
well, it's
so
great.
He's adorable.
Oh, yeah. Well, now he was pretty big. So, how much did he actually weigh?
Can you believe it? I know he weighed 9'11".
That's how much Austin weighed.
This, wow. Yeah. So he C-section. So he's got that cute, perfect look. You know.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so we're excited, and he's good.
Yeah, and it's for people who are listening. It's her first, her daughter's first child. So 9 pounds 11 ounces. But he was my third. So thank God, because Lauren, my first one, she was little. I can't imagine. So well, congratulations, and I know hopefully you and I can
7'11". If that came across, 7'11". Caitlin would
probably
not. 7'11".
That was a big baby.
Yeah.
Well,
Joanne and I are super excited about our presentation. Joanne and Jenny and I, when we were talking about making this about trends, we wanted it to be more than just these are the trends, this is the color of the year, because, you know, we need to know more than just, you know, what are the top tan accessories or the top colors. So Joanne and I worked really hard to come up with a title that kind of would encompass more than just trends. I mean, what's happening with our businesses? So, okay, drum roll. We're so excited. Uh-huh. So it's called A Stiletto Approach to Trends with a Work Boot Mindset. And
I love
that. We thought it was a good way for you to kind of, you're going to know the trends, but being able to implement them into your business and your projects and your communication is so important. So Joanne and I will hit the trends. Everybody will know. And that's why I love with Oleg talking about, you know, curated collections. That makes it easy for those stagers and designers and decorators that are new that get intimidated about going to market. And now that High Point is taken away, and you know, this will be really a good way with these curated collection and what we're going to share with everybody to kind of get down and know what you need to know. But more importantly, how do you take that to the next level? And so we're going to kind of talk about that trend insight, But whether you're decorating or have a staging project, because a lot of us are doing both, and that communication. And I'll hit on that a little bit, Jenny. Like, you're right. I did speak on e-consultations at the conference last year. And honestly, I was a little nervous because sometimes that has this negative image, like, oh, my gosh, you're telling people, you know, not to use us as stager. And that was not it at all. So it's about, you know, and it's good to say no to those projects if it takes away from us as the certified professionals. But just in this new market and how to, like, help your clients that have moved. So so we'll hit on that a little bit in our presentation, too. And Joanne, I'll let you take it. I just started talking, so I'll let you say something.
Joanne.
Or maybe I'm going to keep talking.
Are you muted?
Joanne, are you?
No, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear
me? Okay, good.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, you know, the one thing that I want everyone to think about, and we will discuss.
So Joanne,
hello?
You're kind of cutting out. I think you should maybe try calling back in, or are you in a place where your cell service isn't strong?
Yes, it's not that strong, unfortunately.
Now we can hear you.
Well, let's see what happens here.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the things that I think is important, and Sandra and I will talk about this, as Sandra said, it's not just about the eye candy part of trends, but it also is about the way that you communicate with your clients. And then, of course, one of the things, you know, the world, what's happening in the world will affect our trends. Like we all know, there's going to be lots of babies born in December and January. This coming year.
I didn't think of that.
So, yeah, babies are definitely going to be a trend. And so how that will impact what we do. And then the other thing is we have our trends when we go to market, when we look at the new Olex catalog, we see the trends that are up and coming for design that our design clients, we want to talk to them about. But when it comes to staging, we also have to be thinking with a client mindset because I might be over shiplap because as a designer and a stager, I'm seeing it everywhere. But for our clients, that's still fresh and new. So we have to know how to work it. And I love the conversation about creating those curated collections because let's face it, who decides what the trends are? Somebody says, hey, let's tell them this is the trend this year. So, and you look at the colors of the year, the paint companies themselves can't decide which one is really it. So we all need to be influencers and trend creators, trend spotters, trend makers in our own companies.
Right. And I was going to say, so I wanted you guys to also address, because obviously the extent of the virus issue has, you know, really gotten some people concerned, as we've talked about. And so, I, you know, if there's time, because I wasn't sure everything you plan on saying, but if you could talk about, you know, I recommend always a niche service has nothing to do with the resale market. So let's say if the housing market, if there's not a lot going on, you guys do color, you have redesign, you have decorating. So touch on that a little bit. And then let's please share about the courses that we have available through both of your schools so that our members can get additional education because none of us want to get caught with flat-footed and not be able to earn income.
Absolutely. Sandra and I, our mantra is three is the key. You need three revenue streams so that when one is down, another picks up. And like you said, Jenny, color is the core of all of it, and Sandra and I teach the Confident Color System. We created that course 12 years ago. It's the longest running color course in the country, and it's all about practical, and it's such an easy way to make money, and that you can do digitally from home, FaceTiming, as well as going into houses. And we're doing a special. That color class is typically $9.95, and we do a special price already for IHOS members of $7.95. We're doing a $6.95 over this next month. So we'll send you a link on that, Jenny, because people are staying home and want to do whatever they can to advance one another. So that color class will have you approaching color selection in an entirely different approach.
That's great. I want to add one thing, too. I felt this was so interesting. When the market crashed in, 2008, I was all prepared to be, my business to be impacted. And interestingly, I got busier because people who had been paying these, super high prices for designers, they still wanted an impact on their house. Today, I got two phone calls from people who had been on the fence. Should I stage my house? Should I not stage my house? So there is, by being that comfort to them, knowing that you're going to make practical suggestions, know what colors make the biggest impact, because at the end of the day, we have to sell our houses. And when, you don't want that panic and that fear, but having, like Joanne said, having those revenue streams, kind of, and keeps you in the top of mind to your clients because they need to sell their house, and now we have this, scare. So that's where you become that solution for them, whether you're helping them virtually, you're helping them, like you said, Jenny, with FaceTime. It's being there for your clients and helping them reach their goals and you being adaptable how you do it. So, and Joanne and I do color consultations virtually if we have to. I mean, we always love to, rather be in the house, but whether you're staging or decorating or picking out color, you can do it virtually if you have to. But being practical and helping them always, makes you the go-to call.
Right. I just did this morning two teenage girls virtually. They live 3 hours from me. They're going to be off school, and their mom reached out to me and said, since the girls are off school, they'd like to redo their bedrooms. Could you help them select colors? And she's an old client of mine, and I sent her over an invoice. She paid it. We got online. They had a paint deck because I always give my clients paint decks. And they had their paint deck, and we got it out, and we selected colors for both bedrooms and came up with some design ideas. So it took me about 30 minutes for both girls, and I made a real easy $150, and they were thrilled.
I think adapting, or the word pivot, I love that word, being able to find other niches that we can serve and other ways of delivering services. Because, I remember reserving e-staging, that domain, years ago, and doing it a couple times where people had to send the pictures, but it wasn't a standard service offering. But as technology's come along, there's no reason why you can't do something like that. One time I had to do it because there was a huge snowstorm and I could not get to the client's house, so we had to do it virtual, which they just sent me pictures and I did the consultation that way. But certainly people can, if they want to have that in-person conversation and you can read their body language and kind of see responses to suggestions, the technology we have now is incredible with smart technology. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, the beauty of today's technology, it still is relationship building. We're still able, like you say, Jenny, we still can see their body language. The girls today, when I was talking about colors, I could tell when they smiled, and it was like, oh, yeah. I'm glad she said that one, So you're right. Technology.
No, you can have it.
Smart. Used wisely can really work effectively for us. And Sandra and I want to be doing over this time together, too. We're going to be sharing tips on our sites of how to get your business ready for when things amp up again, and how can you be making money. So our Real Decorators and Stagers group on Facebook is a great place to connect with us. And Jenny, we want you to come on there and talk about the conference in July and all of that. So we love working hand in hand with IHOSP and Staged Homes.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah, so just to share anything I did, Marianne Chirico showed me do a podcast on marketing and what a new person can do to build their business and how things have changed
right.
since a lot of us got started years and years ago. So I would love that. That'd be great.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And so don't be given your topic. We have 6 months till our event, and we're, you know, moving forward as if it's happening, and we'll see what happens with the country and so forth. But what is currently, like, what are you seeing as far as trends? What is something that you thought was going to go away that's still here, and then something that you maybe you hope goes away or something you see coming?
Well, Sandra, do you want to take that first?
I will tell you what I have done a couple of times the last month, and it has made a big impact. I've done it for my staging clients and my decorating clients. So I'm like probably everybody on this call, we're just so over that shiplap. I mean, it's like if I have one more client that goes, what do you think about it? And you feel like, oh, please don't tell me you want it. But what I really like,
right,
I will give it to you if you want it. But, you know, I really, you know, so that's where having that trend knowledge. And, you know, I always say you don't want to look like everybody else. I'm way too creative, and we're all way too creative that we can put a different spin on it. So, in fact, I was, you know, that when you walk down the stairs or you walk up the stairs, you have that two-story wall that it's you looking at it. You're looking at it going up and down so many times a day, and it can just be boring. And it's hard to put a piece of art there that is going to wow and you're going to want to see, and it fills the space nicely. So I have used a lot the one, you can do different sizes, and the size will depend. So it's still that impact of a 1x4, and you can make a squares painted the same color as the wall. We just did it in Baby Jack's nursery, but we did it with 1x6s, and we made a faux coffered ceiling, and it was all still painted white. Or not, it's a light version of the wall. I shouldn't say white, but it's because I don't like white ceilings. But it gave us a faux coffered ceiling, so it's a great budget-friendly way to make a big impact. I've used it the other, not too long ago, on a wall, and I did them at kind of geometric shape angles. But by painting them the same color as the wall, it gives you that tone on tone, and it's more of a dimension than, oh, here's a board that's a contrasting color. So that's one way to kind of take a trend that people still think is hot and put a new twist on it. And then it also is something that a lot of people aren't doing. So then the neighbor comes by and sees what you did in that client's house. It's like, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that. So that's one I've just been doing recently, just kind of new ways to add dimension without it being shiplap.
Right. And I have to say, we had a three-season porch on our house, and my husband just recently remodeled it and made it a four-season room. So it's a new TV room and office space for me. And it has vaulted ceilings in it. And when Tom said to me, what do you want to do on the walls in here? I said, we are going to do horizontal planking. And he said, what is horizontal planking? I said, it's shiplap, but if you call it that, I will never forgive you. because it was a porch, it made sense. But what I did and what I think is a trend we all want to watch is yellow is back. And so in my, with this planking, I added yellow floral draperies and yellow gingham furniture or plaid furniture because it suits this room. And that's what I think is important. It doesn't matter if it is a trend if you don't know how to use it correctly. When we walk into these huge homes with the 14-foot ceilings and they've gone a cutesy farmhouse look, it just doesn't suit the house. So you know, it's not only knowing the trends, but it's knowing how to use them. And I must say my horizontal planking in this room has got lots of attention and lots of love. The other trend that I think to look for is creative TV cover-ups. So my son and I just did, we were doing a booth for a home show this week, and we have found a great piece of art that had an industrial feel to it and mounted it on a track. And so it was to hang on a wall, and all you do is you push the track back and you reveal the TV behind it. But when you draw it back, it's a piece of art hanging over a fireplace. So always on trend is using things in a creative way that Sandra and I both, our favorite phrase is, I never would have thought of that. And so that's what you have to be thinking about when you're doing those trends. Don't do them like everybody else does. Do them in a way that makes people curious about what else you bring to the table.
I love that. And you know, shiplap, I know some places around the country it's overused. It was a drinking game, I guess, when people would watch Chip and Joanna Gaines. Every time she said shiplap, mm-hmm. people would take a shot. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
But I still like the look. Yes. I mean, I like the barn doors. I mean, I'm going to put one of those in our warehouse office just because I like the look of that, so that industrial or the rustic. People like the trends. I think I'm sure you guys cover this in the class too, but one of the things I always ask clients when they want to do like a home makeover, what have you, like, how long are you planning to stay here, or even a staging to live? Like, is it your forever home, or are you going to be here 5 years or less? Because then the things that we're going to recommend aren't going to be really crazy, because I said, I'll be coming back here five years from now. You have to change everything, which some people might be okay with. You know, they enjoyed it while they lived with it, but it's the worst when you walk in and we just painted and we just put new countertops on and they're like blue or some like, you know, awful color that's not on trend.
Yeah.
And like, and you knew you were moving. Okay, I just want to make sure. So, I just think, I you know, I think the world of you guys, and I am excited to, you know, those of you that are on the call, they're also trainers with Staged Homes, and I'm going to get you guys out on the road once we can hit the road again. And just looking forward to having you guys speaking in Denver in October for the trends. And I think you are on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. I put you guys in the afternoon or the morning on Sunday. So I know it'll be a jam-packed session because you guys always bring
yes,
it.
Yes, it
and
will be.
we always try and talk extra fast.
Yeah, Sandra,
I know.
By heart, to never disappoint. So
yes, you always deliver.
We promise to make it unlike any other trend seminar you've ever sat through before.
And I said, which one of you is wearing stilettos and which one is wearing the work boots? That's
I'm
what I want to
work
know.
Boots, honey.
No, I don't know. We're going to have to be practical with the stiletto look.
Right.
We don't want to break
the You'll have lid. One on. You'll hold it up in the air and go, that's enough.
Yes.
So any last words from anybody? Betty, do you have anything else you want to share?
No, I just want everybody to know, you know, we're here, and if anybody needs to talk, of course, we're always on Facebook, and we'll keep in touch with everybody that way too, but we're going to make it through all of this, and we're going to be better after it's over, and I'm looking forward to the future.
Yeah, and I agree too. I think like when something like 9/11 happened, our country came together beautifully, people with flags and very patriotic. We all were like, you know, had a common cause to get behind. And this is not just a country, this is the world. So globally, we're all fighting the same thing. So it does, the humanity side of it, it brings us all together, whether you agree with someone's politics or not, or, you know, some of the other things that go on with different countries and so forth. The fact that we're all humans, and you know, none of us want anyone to perish from the virus.
I,
so just,
I would recommend not watching the news, you know, very long.
Right. Yeah, and then some of the people they have out there, they're just, the predictions are just, they're some of that is causing the hysteria. And I'm kind of embarrassed about being an American with people fighting over toilet paper and
the guy that hoarded 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer and then whined about how he couldn't sell them. And it's like, really, dude? So the people that are trying to capitalize off the crisis, I feel like you are have no integrity.
New York, Jenny in New York, stores started selling them for as much as $80, and the mayor and the governor said, we catch you doing that, you're going to jail, and it stopped.
Yeah, the attorney general stepped in Tennessee on this guy, but there's even somebody on a Facebook group who's selling 10 rolls of toilet paper for $100, and I just wrote, really? You know, like, with the question of, really? Come
well,
on.
And yeah, whoever let's bought it, about, whoever would buy it would be crazy.
Right.
That's amazing. Right. Amazing.
Yeah, and let's talk about the other thing for all of you on this call that are grandmas. I just got the phone call because daycares are now closed in our area, and they're like, can you babysit tomorrow? And it's like, absolutely, but, you know, I think there's going to be lots of babysitting in my future because, you know, the kids still need to work if they have a job they can go to. So we're going to have some real tired grandmas and then a whole bunch of new babies being born, as I said, in December and January. So,
I'd like to give one last thought from me, and that is supporting each other is just so important because, remember, a true friend, and we're all true friends with each other, is the greatest of all blessings. So call, check on people, and keep your support coming for everyone you love.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't let fear cloud friendship.
Right. Right, we can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, everybody, for being on. The call has been recorded, which is great, so I'll put this up on the site, and then we'll make sure that people who were not able to join us can access the call. Have a great rest of your evening and be safe. And hopefully our next call next month will be on April. Let me quickly look here. April 20th. And so hopefully by then we will have a completely different perspective. I'm really praying for that things will have subsided somewhat, and that's my hope. So that's it for tonight. Thanks, Betty. Thanks, Barb. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Joanne and Sandra. Really appreciate you all being on the call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll talk with you next month. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This call has been recorded.